All right, Chabot said, good morning. Good morning. So we are beginning from Os Mem. Page Peites. So here, Reb Tzadik really introduces a fascinating concept. If you start looking, we'll take a look at you. Start from the top, from the actual beginning of Tzidkas HaTzadik, from the top of the page. It says, Ikra Tshuva. This is the essence of tshuva now. The Rebbe is taking a little bit, up until now, we've really been hyper-focused on the opening sugyas in Maseches Brachos. So we're going to veer a little bit away from that to speak about some very incredible and yesodistic things. So ikra tshuva. So the Rebbe writes that the ikra, the primary aspect of tshuva, hu ad sheyair Hashem imov, is to get to the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu illuminates one's eyes, shiyuzidonos kizichuyos, that your intentional averus become like mitzvos. So already a very cryptic statement. So Baruch Hashem for the Be'uri HaChasidus, if you skip to the middle section here, you'll find as follows. The Rebbe writes, Iker v'tachles ha-tshuva, hu shiyizchari ta'adam kol kach ba'omek libo, ad shiyair Hashem einav. So listen to this. So the Rebbe says as follows. The essence of tshuva is that after a person commits an avera, he will feel such a profound sense of remorse that ad sheya'ir Hashem einav, to the point, see, the Rebbe reads, the way to read these words is actually a little bit different. That what's the ikar tshuva? The ikar tshuva is that a person feels such remorse, and such sadness over what he has done. A sense of remorse and a sense of sadness that penetrates to the depths of his heart. But when you get to that level, ad shiyair Hashem inov, shiyiyu zidonos kizichuyos. When you get to that level, that will be the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up one's eyes, will illuminate one's eyes, and he will get to a state where his intentional averos will become like mitzvos, will become like zichuyos, will become like merits. What does this mean? Sheichashvu zidonosav al derech averu lishma. There's a couple of things over here that's important. That's important to try to understand. So first of all, this notion that the Rebbe speaks about the idea sheischari ta'adam kol kach ba'omek libo, that a person should literally feel a sense of remorse to the depths of his heart. So understand, remorse is not the same thing as an overwhelming feeling of guilt. So Rebbe said, what happens is as follows. Sometimes the reason why the tshuva process stalls out is because no one likes to feel badly about themselves. It's just derech klal. Nobody wants to really feel like a sinner. No one wants to feel like a failure. So sometimes the reason why tshuva stalls out a little bit is because I don't want to spend a sustained or a prolonged amount of time in a state of feeling terrible about myself. So therefore, a lot of times, we just give up on tshuva. I just totally give up. I just don't engage in that process. I just want to point out that what Reb Tzadik is describing over here, and you'll see this as this becomes clear, this notion of sheyischari ta'adam b'libo really means just a profound sense of remorse. Now, what remorse is, we know what remorse is. I shouldn't have done it. Not that I'm walking around with this overwhelming feeling that I'm a failure, I'm terrible, I'm not going to amount to anything. But rather the sense of remorse of, I really wish I wouldn't have done this. Why do I wish I wouldn't have done this? For a variety of reasons. A, because the act itself is not correct. B, because in the time that I was doing this, I could have been doing other things which were productive. The goal is to feel a profound sense of remorse. I see with absolute clarity that I should not have done this. This was not the derech. Does it make me a bad person? No. I'm a good person. I'm a person with an incredible capacity for good, an incredible potential for good. There's no telling what I'm going to accomplish. But at the end of the day, I feel profoundly remorseful. So says Reb Tzadik, when you get to this level of profound remorse, so something very interesting happens. He says when you get to a level of profound remorse, heartfelt, depth-filled remorse, a person gets to a level where his averos, right, his zidonos, become like zichuyos, become like mitzvahs. What's the pshat? How does it, first of all, in general, we'll say, Reb Tzadik didn't invent this idea, right? This is Gemara Maseches Yuma. where the Gemara actually quotes two ideas. The Gemara says that if a person does tshuva, his averos could become kishkagos, or his zidonos could become like shkagos. That his intentional averos could become like unintentional averos. That's the power of tshuva, to reframe and to recategorize my sinful activity. What was intentional could be made unintentional. And then the Gemara says, oh, gedola tshuva. Tshuva is great. Why? Shez zidonos naasis lo kizichuyos. That your averos can become like merits, like mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, come on, how could that happen? So how does the Gemara reconcile the two? You remember the Gemara? So the Gemara says, it's tshuva shel ava versus tshuva shel yira. Whatever it means, I'm not going to get into the depth of it now. But this tshuva from yira, which means tshuva motivated by fear, by awe, by reverence, that transforms your averos into your intentional averos into unintentional averos. But tshuva shel ava, this higher level of tshuva out of love, that has the ability to transform even your intentional averos into mitzvah. So the Rebbe says something amazing. So the Rebbe says that when a person commits an avera and experiences ikar tshuva, and ikar tshuva, the ikar of tshuva is a profound sense of remorse. I see with absolute clarity that this is not the right way. This is not the right way. And Rebbe says sometimes, and here's the amazing part, sometimes sin, I know this is going to sound strange, but sometimes it's sin which provides me with the ultimate level of life clarity. I have a sense of life clarity as a result of sin. So he goes on and he says, "Shechashvu zidonosav al derech avera lishma, shegedola mimitzvah shelo lishma." Ultimately, again, says the Rebbe, that sometimes my zidonos, my intentional averus, could become an avera lishma. We'll say, what's an avera lishma? So don't try this at home. But right, an avera lishma means an avera committed l'shem Hashem. Right, an avera committed ultimately again for the ribono shel olam. You'll say to yourself, how can you have an avera lishma? So again, examples of averos lishma, as the Gemara provides Esther Hamalka as an example of avera lishma. So there is this, but how does Reb Tzadik mean it over here? Reb Tzadik explains over here that what? Shigidola mimitzah shelo lishma. So we'll say, so the idea of an avera lishma, really Reb Tzadik is going to explain, means an avera, I'll give it to you in a second. It didn't come on. So I had to wait to publish it. So I'm just going to wait until the daf starts. So the idea of avera lishma ultimately means that halacha l'maisa, the avera itself becomes a sense of growth, a source of growth. When my avera becomes a source of growth, Reb Tzadik calls that an avera lishma. And when my avera becomes a source of growth, Reb Tzadik posits, that's when we say that my averos zedonos naas islo kizichuyos. That ultimately, again, my averos have the ability to turn into mitzvahs. When the avera itself becomes a source of growth, then the avera, says Reb Tzadik, is an avera lishma, an avera for the purpose of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately, again, has the ability to transform into a mitzvah. So we'll have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up with this concept a little bit more, but what's incredibly amazing about this, and this is not unique in Reb Tzadik, you'll find this in a lot of the Svar Makdoshim, the idea that the power of tshuva is the ability to grow from failure. That's what tshuva really is. We often think that tshuva just means the cessation of sin, but tshuva means the ability to grow and transcend failure. When we can do that, then even the most terrible avera is able to be transformed into a mitzvah. Okay, we'll continue, Meretz Hashem, with this concept tomorrow. Shkach Hosein.